You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Early Night Show live from the Broadway Makers Marketplace here in Turnstile Underground in the heart of New York City. I'm Joshua Turchin, and thank you all so much for being here today. So something I find very interesting is how the song Seasons of Love from Rent, its chords fit literally any other song you can think of. I tested this theory out a couple days ago here at the Broadway Makers Marketplace, and I was proved correct. For example, we have... We're all in this together. Once we know who we are, we're all stars and we'll see that. So if you care to find me, look to the western sky. As someone told me lately, everyone deserves the chance to fly. And then finally, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and hurt you. It literally fits with every song, which is something I find very cool. Now, for today's show, I'm going to be singing one of my favorite songs from a show called A New Brain. It's called I'd Rather Be Sailing, and I hope you all like it.
I'd rather be sailing, yes, I would. Open sea, I'd stand at the railing if I could, feeling wild and free. The sun is on my neck, the wind is on my face. The water's incredibly blue, and I'd rather be sailing. Yes, I'd wanna go sail and then come home to you. Friends are good, but I'd rather be sailing. Food is nice, but I'd rather be sailing. People are swell, but I'd rather be sailing over the horizon. And I'd rather be sailing, yes, I would, on an open sea. I'd stand there inhaling if I could, feeling wild and free. The sun is on my neck, the wind is in my face, the sea is incredibly blue, and I'd rather be sailing. I'd wanna go sail and then come home to you. I'd rather be sailing. Yes, I wanna go sail and then come home.
So the long-running Broadway show, The Lion King, was actually, fun fact, it was the first Broadway show I've ever seen 11 years ago. Joining me this episode are The Lion King Cubs, currently starring in The Lion King on Broadway. Hey, how are you all doing?
Good.
Really good.
Cool. Yeah. So you all just came from a show, right?
Yes.
Well, how'd it go?
It was amazing.
Oh, yes, yes. I had like a little mishap on stage. I got stuck, but it's all right because that's how live performing is, and it was a great show overall.
Oh, my tail gets stuck in the rock almost every time.
Oh, same.
Oh. Wait, staying on that, what are your all favorite mishaps that have ever happened on stage?
Oh, well. So, I have a harness that attaches to something that I have on for the stampede, and I fly up to a tree, and then Mufasa catches me because they let me down, but they didn't let me down. So I was just hanging in the air. The branch was up. I was like frozen. It was just it. My heart dropped, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I fell on stage on the same scene as he has multiple times. One being in our put-in rehearsal. I have to catch the actor who plays Scar's tail, and I literally fell and bumped into the scenery.
Oh no!
Oh, yep. Ouch!
Yeah. And then I fell off the ledge when I was trying to get down. I fell off the ledge on an actual performance.
Yeah.
So.
Ouch.
That was fun.
Is the scenery made of like metal?
No, not metal. More like
wood.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
what do you call that?
Something.
I don't know.
It's something.
It's something.
It's a granite.
It's a material and it's hard.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. It's hard and that scraped me.
Yep.
So that was fun.
Ouch. I'd say this happens to almost all of us every day, but right before Just Can't Wait to Be King starts, we jump back and surprise, there's a curtain and it drops down. Mm-hmm. We have to jump back and we can't get hit by the curtain, and because I got hit, so it went down,
no.
and the boys were told to jump back on I, but we weren't. So I remember I was on with Jane jumped back on I, and I looked at him, and then it hit my head.
Yeah.
And I had a bump.
That curtain hits us a lot. One time it hit me on the eye, so my eye was sore for the entire song.
Ow.
I was blinking, like, really quickly the entire time.
It hurt. One time it literally just hit my buns, but the thing is, the bottom of the curtain has chains
in it.
Yeah,
metal chains.
So it
so
falls
it hurts.
Down quickly. Yeah. So
oh,
it
no. So it, like, hurts when it falls.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not no slow curtain, too.
It's not soft.
It's free falling.
Yeah, it's like,
they just let it go.
So it's one of those curtains that, like, oh, like, it's like one of those quick, quote-unquote, quick change curtains where oh, God. So
and
that
it just
must be horrible to have
it flies
fall on
free
you.
And it goes like.
They, like, pack it up, they roll it up, and then on the line, on their cue, boom.
They unchain it and it flies down.
And it flew down.
In the summer, they said that in the summer the air conditioning will be on, so it's gonna hit us a lot. So
you
have
to be prepared
for that. You may have to take an extra big jump backwards.
Right.
Oh, one time I went so far back, I literally think I almost went to the
other side.
Yeah. I was like, this is not hitting me again, no.
Yes.
Now, Jaden, you are no stranger to the Broadway world. You were in multiple Broadway shows, right?
Yes.
Including Tina Turner musical, and Caroline or Change, right?
Yes.
So, what was your journey to Broadway like?
Well, you know, it really all started almost when I was born. I felt like I always wanted to do acting. And so my mom noticed that, and so she took me to this place where they auditioned for, like, managers, and I was so scared, and I, like, ruined it, but the person who was holding auditions gave me another chance, and so I did it again. I did a little monologue in front of some managers, which are my managers now. And they like me, and so I've been auditioning ever since, and got my third role today on Broadway. Not today, but to this day, I've still been auditioning.
What was each experience like for you as compared to Lion King?
They were all different, you know, like the cast. It's all on the cast and the theater and the audience. So, like, in Tina, the audience was amazing, you know, because, you know, Tina Turner was such a big, you know, a big star, you know, back in the day. Not too back in the day, but back in the day. And so everybody knew her and was familiar with her, and it was kind of like a Tina Turner concert. So it was all, you know, a lot of people who knew her. It was just, it was very fun, and, you know, to like bow every night because everybody was so excited because they knew who she was. So everybody would be like clapping and cheering and jumping up and down. Yeah, whereas Carolina changed, they would like, it depends on the day, and you know, and the group of people, you know, and how it touches other people. You know, same thing with Tina, and same thing with Lion King, and same thing with Caroline. It depends on the audience, I think, and the cast, on how they portray the roles. So yeah, really, if you have a good show, like, you know, and make sure you really get your point across on the story, then the audience, you know, will react to that. And I think that's the best thing about live theater and what makes me really want to do it.
Hey. Yeah. And on top of being in many Broadway shows, you've also done some TV and film stuff, right?
A little bit.
You were on Disney Channel in Puppy Dog Pals, right?
Yes.
What was doing voiceover like compared to being in like theater acting?
Yeah, you know, it's completely different because, and like in back in 2020, yeah, it was 2020. I recorded like the full season. I would like do every single day. I would like almost like once a week at least. I would record the show, and then like 2 years later, because it was animation too, which was different. Mm-hmm. So they had to animate it and, you know, add the voices to it. So it would take like, it apparently took two years.
Wow.
Yeah, to come out, and now finally every Friday it comes out. So I think it's definitely different because you can't just say on live theater, you know, oh, can we stop for a second? Oh, can we redo that? But whereas, you know, animation, you can do that. You can pause and redo the line and say things differently, you know. So I think those are two different things, very different things, and I like about that. Yeah.
That's so cool. And now, Mari, you were not only in The Lion King on Broadway, but you're in multiple TV shows and tours as well.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You played the little girl in Once on This Island on the first national tour. What was that like for you?
So it was pretty crazy because when I got the role, I wasn't very deeply into acting. So like I did like auditions, but I was very new at it. And actually I first auditioned for the role when I was 7. But then like I auditioned like multiple times, I think 2 times before I got it. And it was crazy. I live in New York City, so we were touring. And when we were touring, we were like in different states like every week. So it was very different. I said goodbye to school, so we had a tutor, and she'd help me with my schoolwork. There was another little girl, and she'd tutor us both. And it was such an amazing experience because I feel like the show is so cool. It's very realistic. Like, the floor, it has sand on it, and like there's trees that I had to climb in a boat, and I had to run through water. And it was like, it was such an amazing experience because I felt like, first off, like the cast was wonderful, and I met so many friends that are still my friends to this day. It was also great because it was new and really introduced me to theater, and that's where I really felt like I wanted to do this continually as a career.
Now, what was your favorite stop on the tour?
I feel like I loved, this is my 4th stop, in Greenville, South Carolina. It was so beautiful, and it was, we stayed at this nice hotel that had like a little pool, and that was super fun. And then like the people there were so nice. The audience was always like clapping after every song, and sometimes they clapped at very sad moments, but that's okay because they're just learning. And the place was lovely, and it was super warm. It was when it was like everything was starting to get a little bit warmer, and it was super cool because like on the tour I was able to go to states and places that I've never been before, so that was really changing, and I'll forever be grateful for that.
And you were also on Sesame Street, right?
Yes, yes.
Who did you play on Sesame Street?
So I was I had this little Juneteenth song and scene, and so I was one of those. I did some singing on that, so I was one of the little girls that were celebrating that, and it was super fun. And I loved watching Sesame Street a lot when I was younger, so it was really cool, and yeah, so I was able to meet some other friends and some other people. It was super cool seeing, like, the behind the scenes and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Did you grow up with Sesame Street, too?
I did.
What was it like to be on set and basically see how the puppets are being controlled?
It was scary. I feel like, not scary, like, in a bad way, but scary, like, really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when I was little, I had this imagination, like, I thought that Elmo was a real person. And, like, Elmo just a talking puppet, which obviously isn't true. But it was super cool. Like, I was able to see, like, people are literally, like, sitting under. And it's super, I walked in, and it was super amazing. And, like, that little kid of me came out, and it was super exciting, and I was like, ee! But I couldn't really go ee because it was about to film, so I was like ee in my head. But it was such a cool experience, and I was super excited, and it brought back a lot of memories.
And you were on Kids Say the Darndest Things, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, what was being on that like?
That was also super cool too. I remember it was like 7 in the morning, and I was like 8, 7, and it was so cool. I had it with Tiffany Haddish, and I used to play chess a lot, so I'd go to like little tournaments. I even like flew to Disney World for a chess tournament instead of playing. But it was so basically we played like a little round of chess, but she did it her way, so it was really silly, not how you actually play chess. But it was such a cool experience, and it was so funny because I like sometimes when I'll turn on the TV, I'll see that like Kids Say the Darndest Things. And I always wanted to be, like, in a photo where I could just, like, in a video or on a TV show where I could just, like, be ridiculous. And that show is basically about kids being ridiculous. And I was one of those kids, so that was really fun.
How was Tiffany Haddish to work with?
Oh, she was very sweet, very sassy, but that's all right because that's what the whole thing was about. And I felt like we matched each other's energy, which was really cool because I was a very sassy young little girl too, which is probably why I play my character so well. But but it was super fun. She's actually very nice, and I loved playing chess with her, even if it wasn't the correct chess rules.
That does actually sound really fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, if you ever wanted to make a chess game that is completely made up, I think that would be very, very fun.
Yes, it would. It would.
Now, Donovan, you were in tons of TV shows on top of The Lion King. You were in The Last OG and FBI Most Wanted, right?
Yep.
What was being in the shows like?
Well, it was fun. And I had, like, two completely different characters on FBI. My character was, like, a scared child, a scared 8-year-old. And on The Last OG, I was, like, a sassy person who talked back to adults all the time.
Mm-hmm. And that does sound really cool to be on those shows. And how were those shows different from each other?
Well, The Last OG is, like, a comedy show. Kind of like The Office or Abbott Elementary. And The FBI Most Wanted is like Law and Order, crime, mysteries, and all of that.
Did you have to change your acting style for both shows?
Yep, definitely.
Were being in those shows like really fun as compared to theater?
They were really fun, but they only lasted for a while. Mm-hmm. As for theater, it lasts for like longer. Mm-hmm. So this is 6 months, but the TV shows were like 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And especially with theater, it's all live,
right?
So anything that you do on stage, you just have to go on with the show.
Yep.
Now, what was it like finding out that you got Lion King?
So my dad, he told us to get our shoes on because we were going to dinner. I was like, is something happening? And then he called a family meeting, which we've never had before, like ever. And then we went into the family room, and on the TV, I saw Donovan Bazemore. It was my name, and then it said, as young Simba. And then out of nowhere, I heard, "Nah, Cynthia." And then I was like, I got the part, and I started crying. I called my friends. I was jumping around, running through the house. And my mom even has a video. It's like, it was, it felt unreal. Like, in that moment, it was just like a fever dream.
That sounds so cool. And did you grow up, like, watching, like, Disney musicals, like Lion King? And,
yep.
Now, speaking of musicals, I know that you're a huge theater fan, right? Definitely. What is your favorite musical and why?
I have a lot of favorite musicals. I have to say...
What are your top three?
Jesus Christ Superstar, Ragtime, and... Lion King. I don't want to get fired.
Here's the thing, though. I agree with all of those statements because each one of them, the music is just yes.
Right.
The music is just... I don't know how to describe it. The music is just yes. And who is your favorite theater performer? If you had to choose.
Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Stokes is the best.
Yep.
He's just an incredible person, and yeah, that is a very good choice.
Right.
Now, Evie, you are also starring on Broadway right now in The Lion King, right? Now, was this your first professional show? Like, first, like, big, like, Broadway or tour show?
Oh, yes!
Like, yeah. What other shows have you done?
I have done Snow White. I have done... this Christmas Zoom thing. And that.
Oh, that sounds really cool. What was, like, the Christmas Zoom thing?
The Christmas Zoom thing, I, like, was so excited because, like, personally, I love, like, Disney villains and all that. So, like, I was like, I want to play, like, a villain. Oh, I'm so excited. So, like, I really wanted to be, like, the, like, Ice Queen or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
So it was, like, a Disney villain type Zoom musical?
It was just, like, a Christmas thing. I don't know how to describe now, it.
What was performing on Zoom like as compared to like Broadway? Because I know since it Zoom is like TV and film, it's like right there in your face. Like, is the acting style for you at least different?
Like, I would say that like I love like being live. I love like I really like to feed off of that energy, and I feel like on Zoom I hate Zoom. Like, don't tell Zoom, but like I hate it. And they were like, oh, look there, right above the camera, or put a post-it sticky note, and I'm like, why can't I just? It's like, for me, it really wasn't the same.
Mm-hmm. And you're currently a part of the Alpha NYC Theater Company, right? I think.
That was the Snow White thing.
Ah.
And I think that was the Christmas thing. Yeah, that was the Christmas thing, too.
Cool. Now, what is it like to be on stage every night performing in Lion King?
It's magical. Mm. You know, like, it's like, it's been, like, my dream and, like, all that stuff. But, like, honestly, like, I mean, like, I agree with all the things they said about it, and it's sort of like, yeah, it's sort of surreal, but it's also, like, just awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, well, not every night, because I know that you're sharing the stage with the incredible Mari, and then you two are both playing young Simba, and you're both playing young Nala, which I find so, so cool. How is it like... backstage, like, do you have any fun games you play? Do you like things like that?
We have Connect Four. It's neon, and the girls beat us every time.
They're really
every time.
They're really
every
bad.
Time.
We are the best.
We are.
I feel like that game is rigged. Completely rigged.
Now, do you all want to play a game with me?
Yes!
Sure.
Cool. Let's play Name That Tune. All okay, right. I'm going to try and play something on the piano, and you have to guess what song it is. Are you right?
Yep.
It's going to get harder as it goes on.
Seasons of Love?
Is it Waving Through the Window? No.
Yes, it is Waving Through the Window. Yes. Well, actually, no. It's Seasons of Love. Well, now it's Seasons of Love. Oh, God, I just gave that answer away.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hamilton!
Yeah.
Seasons of Love.
You are right again. It is Seasons of Love. Okay. Actually, just do I stick with some Hamilton stuff?
Yes.
Do you want to get
yes.
songs from Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. You're gonna get this by the first thing because I'm just changing this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be back.
Yeah. Good.
Soon you'll see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back. Time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. I will send a fully armed battalion to remind me of my mind. Da 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 da. You say your love is draining and you can't go on. You'll be the one complaining when I am gone. Cause you're my favorite subject.
Wait, guess the song. Are you ready?
Seasons of Love.
It is not Seasons of Love.
It's not simple to say.
It's from Waitress.
It is, it is.
She used
song?
To be mine.
Yes! Yes! Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Wait, what would this song be?
Dead Mom.
It is. That actually brings us.
How did you not get that?
That brings us into singing. Does anyone want to sing Dead Mom as their song currently?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Cool.
Sure,
well,
sure. Perfect.
Here we go.
Hey, Mom. Dead Mom. I need a little help here. I'm probably talking to myself here. But Dead Mom. Mom, dead mom, dead mom, I'm tired of trying to iron out my creases. I'm a bunch of broken pieces. It was you who made me whole. Every day, Dad's staring at me like a hurry up, get happy, move along, forget about your mom. Performing still. Ignored it for a while, but Daddy's lost his mind for real. You won't believe the mess that we've become. You're my home, my destination, and I'm your clone, your strange creature. I'm 21.
there be no moon. Let the clouds race by where the road meets the sea. Let the tide be a girl by the sea, and let there be.
Think of you every step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Treats you kind. Here comes a wave meant to wash me away, a tide that is taking me under. Swallowing sand left nothing to say, my voice drowned out in the thunder. But I won't cry, and I won't start to crumble whenever they try to shut me and cut me down. I won't be silent, you can't keep me quiet. Won't tremble when you try it, 'cause I know that I won't go speechless. 'Cause I'll breathe when they try to suffocate me. Don't you underestimate me. All I know is I won't go speechless.
Written stone, every rule, every word, centuries old, numb and dim. Stay in your place, better seen and not heard. Well, now that story is ending. 'Cause I cannot start to crumble. So come on and try. Try to shut me and cut me down. I won't be silent. You can't keep me quiet. Won't tremble when you try it. 'Cause I know that I won't go speechless, speechless. Let the storm in, I cannot be broken. No, I won't live unspoken. All I know is I won't go speechless. Try to lock me in this cage, I won't just lay me down and die. I will take these broken wings and watch me burn across the sky.
Thank you all so, so much for coming here today to watch us perform here at the Broadway Makers Marketplace. Thank you so much to the Broadway Makers Marketplace for allowing us to be here. Make sure to follow them on all major social media platforms at Broadway Makers Marketplace. If you want to listen to the rest of our episodes, you can stream them now on theearlynightshow.com. Huge thank you to our amazing guests, the Lion King Cubs. Make sure to go see them in The Lion King on Broadway. You can follow me at Joshua Turchin on all major social media platforms as well. Thank you all so, so much for watching. Remember, you're loved, amazing, and valid, and I can't wait to see you all soon. Bye! Woo! Woo!
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a hero's welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be."
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.